With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're joined now once again by St. Mary's girls hockey coach, Frank Pagliuca. And Frank, welcome back.
Thanks, Rick, for having me.
You know, looking at the standings, the seedings, and who's left and who ain't, looks like this strength of schedule is playing out pretty well in the conference, or excuse me, in the playoffs. And I wonder, Frank, before we talk about your most recent game, as you look at who's left, what are your thoughts on this tournament so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think the power seeding really works. I think, for the most part, you're seeing the higher seeds advancing. But again, it's a tournament game, and anything can happen. I think you have a lot of great teams left. Anybody's capable of advancing at this point.
So many teams from the North Shore made it to the second round. You took on one of them. You've got another one coming up. Tell me a little bit about the matchup with Bishop Fenwick, because it looks like it was kind of a close game.
Yeah, it was a tough game. They're obviously one of our rivals. They're in our league. We've already played them twice. Both teams are pretty familiar on, playing styles. I thought we came out, scored in the first 30 seconds of the game, which was huge. But again, I think Fenwick was tough. They were very defensive-minded. Their goalie, Ella Tucker, played outstanding in the game. She kept them in the game, and they have some really good other players as well, and they made it tough on us. And we're fortunate enough to pop a goal in the second and another one into the third. But again, it's playoff hockey, and, you know, with puck luck and, you know, taking advantage of opportunities, it's anybody's game. It's a 45-minute sprint.
100 years ago, I used to work for a hockey night in Boston, and we always had to pick three stars. Can you pick off three stars of that game?
Yeah, I think number one star would say Maggie Pierce from our game. You know, I think from our team, I'd just go from our team. She had an outstanding game. For us, she was active all over the ice, made a lot of good things happen. And I think I would say Ange Catino had another very good game. She didn't see a ton of shots, but when we broke down, she was able to step up and make some big plays for us. And I thought Jenna Chaplin had a good game as well. She contributed a lot of different ways, set up a lot of opportunities for us. She was a little snake-bitten, but she was getting some good looks at the net. So it all starts with our senior leadership. They really had the kids ready to go. And, you know, we didn't get frustrated when the puck wasn't going into the net. We just kept going and trying to create opportunities. And it was good to see us not try to be individual and stick with the plan, and positive results happened.
Well, familiar names leading the way once again. Did you get a chance, or have you had a chance to get all your seniors in on the ice during this tournament?
We did. We were able to on the first game against Medford, get everybody into the game, so everybody got a little taste of the tournament experience. Obviously, that doesn't happen typically in tournaments, but we were fortunate enough to give everybody an opportunity to get out there and play in a state tournament game, which is great.
Yeah, it is, and it's a great memory for those kids as well. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what's coming up now. You got another home game, it looks like, on, when is that, Thursday?
Tomorrow, Wednesday.
Okay. I forgot what day it is today. Anyway, all right, so you've got Peabody. I mean, you know, there's three of you guys, three of the North Shore teams still left in the, in this round, and you've got Peabody, and of course they, you know their strengths.
Yeah, I mean they're a very good team, very deep team. They're well coached, obviously. I know Michelle for a long time. You know, she was on the St. Mary's staff for several seasons, and obviously, you know, attended St. Mary's. So there's a lot of connections. Amanda Donahoe is another former player of ours at St. Mary's. So there's a lot of connections. They do a great job getting their kids ready. They have a very deep team. You know, their forwards, Campersault, Grumko, Fabio DiNapoli, really spearhead their forwards. And Grumko and Spack on D and Mutie in the net. I mean, they got a very deep team, very fast, aggressive team. So, again, we're going to have to play our best game of the year in order to advance.
I love the way all those names just rolled off your tongue. You know who your opponent is.
No, I mean, they're a good team. We have to be ready.
Okay.
Hopefully we will be.
All right, so let's make it clear. Once again, it's St. Mary's versus Peabody at the Connery. That's Wednesday at 8 p.m. No, I'm sorry, 5 p.m.
5 p.m.
All right. Sorry. Haven't had my second coffee yet. So,
yeah.
All right, Frank, thank you so much. I wish you well, and we'll talk again probably in a week.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Coach. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Frank Pagliuca, who is the coach of the St. Mary's girls hockey team. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.